So this is a personal Musher Shmooze shir to myself. I thank you all for listening to this personal Musher Shmooze, and I'll try not to be too embarrassed. The question is, how long should Pesukei de Zimra take on a regular day or on a regular Shabbos? Let's talk about a regular day. So Shulchan Aruch is quite clear. It says, Ein omrim azmiros. You don't say the Pesukei de Zimra paragraphs, b'merutza, quickly, ki im b'nachas, slowly. Mishnah Berurah expounds on that. He says, it's like you count money. You should do it as if you count money. A person counts money. You don't want to miss a buck. If you're counting your cash, you don't want to miss a dollar. So therefore, you count it slowly. As if you're counting money. Sefer Siach Tefila points out, not like the way a bank counts money. If you ever see a bank, the teller goes, they count it very quickly. So don't think that that's also your Yotzi, the Mishnah Berurah, because you counted it like a bank. No, it's rather has to be very slowly. The Lavush explains the reason if you rush Pesukei de Zimra, it appears as if, what are you doing? You're rushing through the part which you're praising Hashem to get to what? To get to Shmon Esrei. What's Shmon Esrei? You ask God for everything you want. So it's doubly selfish. Not only are you running through what? The praises to God. Why are you running through the praises to God? To get to the point that you will ask God in Shmon Esrei for stuff for you. The Kaf HaChaim gives a particularly pointed comment that everyone now is going to like look down, because no, we're not looking at anyone. I'll look down also. We won't look at each other for this. But he says, not only if you go fast, but I'm a Maras HaMezamer, if you speed up the Chazin, or Shuyach Tzibur Shiaretz, Verodev Achrav. How do you do that? We all know how you do it. You go, yeah, to Asa Hashem Yidaver Pi, when he's like still back, to get him, give him a little bit of a kick in the behind, you know, to get him moving forward. He says, Averu Biyado, it's an Avera, Milvada Isser Ditzarach Shiomer Beshuva Venachas. Aside from the Isser of you having to go slowly, what are you doing? You're causing him, the Avavo Machshavto Shom Espawa, you're causing the Chazin to lose his focus. He's not going to know what he's saying. He's going to get angry. He says, you're a chote umachte. Pretty strong language. You're a sinner and you're a causer to sin. So here's the million-dollar question. Okay. So how long does Pesukei de Zimra need to be? Very good, you shouldn't rush it. But is 2 minutes rushing it? Is 10 minutes rushing it? Says the Prima Gadim in one of the most powerful shittas ever. He writes like this. The Chassidim Arishonim used to daven an hour or prepare an hour before they davened. So all the posts can want to know, so where do we have that nowadays? We don't wait for an hour before we daven. So some say nowadays you have a minute or two, the preparation time, that's good enough. Says the Prima Gadim, says, what do you mean? We have an hour prep time before Shmon Esrei. You know what that's called, he says? Onu mispalim akorim Pesukei de Zimra mikodem. And how long is Pesukei de Zimra? Hold on to your half for this one. Shir Pesukei de Zimra chatzi shah. It's a half hour. Then you're going to get to Birchas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema. The time you get to Shmon Esrei, it's about an hour after you started davening. As I zokt the Prima Gadim. The Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, Pesukei de Zimra is 30 minutes and I'll prove it to you. Based on the Magen Avraham, he's built Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah together build this idea. Is that, let's say you don't have a minion. And you're waiting for your shtabach. How long do you have to wait before you give up on the minyan? So the poskim say, Magen Avraham says, 30 minutes. Why? And the reason is because 30 minutes is the length of Pesukei de Zimra. So therefore you see, and the Mishnah Berurah adopts this, that 30 minutes was the norm for Pesukei de Zimra. Now that is an extremely scary shita, but I have 2 more minutes left. And it's a very short shir, because I look for leniencies. I looked and looked and looked. And this is all I have for you. There's a contemporary sefer written by Rabbi Dweck called Piskei Shiurim. And he writes like this. He says, V'yesh l'lamid z'chus aleim. On those that have a shorter than 30-minute Pesukei de Zimra, he says. What must be the pshat? T'kavanosom l'shamayim. We have good intent. T'bedoreinu, in our generation, yarda chul shel olam. A certain weakness came to the world. What he means is, WhatsApp and TikTok and all of this stuff. I don't know if that's what he meant, but it's obvious. The lack of concentration. You can't focus for more than 5 seconds. He says, Vim yarichu kol kach. If you have a 30-minute period of Pesukei de Zimra, you know what's going to happen? Yesh lachshosh Shetoch Amiris Psukit Azimra Yaschiwa Wahara Bemachshava Zaris Uchedomer. You're going to start thinking about other things. You're going to have your mind wandering. It's going to waste your whole half hour thinking about other things. He says, Ochain Omrim Psukit Azimra Bemhirus. So we say it quickly. Kamashanagu Kamat Tzadikim Omar Tzasp Amiris Psukit Azimra. So we follow those Tzadikim who understood you can't focus for 30 minutes. You can barely focus for 4 minutes. And let alone, he says, to have a 30-minute Psukit Azimra. He says, it's not shaykh. That's answer number one. It's a pretty weak answer, but that's option number one. The final option I found is the Erech Shai from Sigit, the Rav Tabak from the 1900s, early 1900s. He says it doesn't make sense. If you trace the source back, that by Yishtabach, if you don't have a minyan, you'd have to wait a half hour because that's the time of Psukkah de Zimra. It doesn't make any sense. He rewrites. He says, it's rachuk misvara lomer dechati shah. It's weird to say that their psukkah de zimra was actually a full half hour. It's hard to, even if you read every word out loud and scream every word slowly, half hour is a long time to do all of psukkah de zimra. You tell me 20 minutes, okay, but half hour? He says, what must be the half hour shir? It came from the fact that a person needs to walk about a half hour to reach a minyan if he doesn't have a minyan in his town. So they would wait a half hour to start Yishtabach in case someone started walking because they didn't have a minyan in their town. So they would wait for him a half hour to see if we would get a minyan in your town. But that half hour shir is not the length of Psukkah de Zimra. And so therefore, maybe you could say that. That's the end of the official Chabur. I'll tell you 10-second more maybe Svara. I try to be Muhammad Swiss. Maybe look, you have a half hour Psukkah de Zimra if your regular davening is an hour. So the Lavush said you don't want to speed up the praises to God to get to your begging a Kadosh Baruch Hu for things. But if your end of Shmoneh Esrei is only going to be 3 minutes itself, so to have a half hour Pesukah de Zimra, to have a 4 minute later part of davening doesn't really make any sense. So we try to make it commensurate. So yeah, so if you have a 10 minute later davening, so you have a 10 minute Pesukah de Zimra, and then you even it out. So that's the only way I could think to be Malamed Zchus. Yeah, half hour Pesukah de Zimra is real, but if you're doing a half hour Pesukah de Zimra, you then really need to have a whole half hour, 40 minutes for the end of davening also. It's just not shaykh. So the questions are better than the answers. I have nothing intelligent to say. I looked and looked and looked. This seems to be that everyone throws around this half hour shir, but it's hard to imagine. Even the most yeshivish places, shtark yeshivas, barely have a half hour of psukkah de zimra. Shabbos maybe, but we're talking about weekdays, so it's hard to imagine that everyone follows this prima gadim straight up. So if you're not already playing with it, we got to go to work, business, whatever it is. So then you have a heter.
Even
Shabbos, yeah, Shiva's a Shabbos, a half hour. Shiva's
Shabbos. Yeah. The minhag is to say the word out loud.
I say the word out loud. But even if you say every word out loud, a half hour for the week, 15, 20 minutes, a half hour is a hard. I don't know. That's what it says, Mishra Brewer Prima Gadim.
No, we don't need to.
I have a big question mark. I'll end with the question mark. Shkoyach, everyone.